我们的主，我们的神，我们向你感谢你，因为你救赎了我们。我们感谢你，因为你要呼召我们来侍奉你。我们的主啊，这是何等的权利，这是何等的荣耀。但是我们的主，我们是在心开我们的心眼，让我们看见怎样才能侍奉你。主啊，我们承认许多的时候我们是糊涂的热心，许多的时候我们到处奔跑，许多的时候我们侍奉你的名在哪里做事。但是主啊，我们实在是战胜恐惧，唯恐到了那一天，你所有的不过的人啊离开我去。所以我们的主，求求你怜悯我们，叫我们在还有机会还有日子的时候，主啊，你就告诉我们，我们怎样才能侍奉你。主啊，你给我们看见我们要怎样才算是侍奉你的主意。你让我们看见你那善良成全和喜悦的主意。主啊，叫我们的工作都是为着建立基督的东西。主啊，叫我们的侍奉真是在灵里头来侍奉，不是根据遗传来侍奉。主啊，也叫我们的侍奉不是自己的，那是生命的流露。我们的主啊，我们仰望你。我们听说，如果不是你的怜悯的话，我们没有一个人能侍奉你。所以我们的主，我们把自己交在你的手里，仰望你的恩典，奉主耶稣的名。
我们现在开始聚会，让我们先唱一首诗歌，第23首 Hymn No. 23 on page 33。 你们能否顺从， Can you be obedient？
Thank you.
page 35，我们再看一首诗歌，第24首，圣人永居主的国度。在你凡事都能，主，我们有一个祷告， 我们求你让我们做一个弃中忘恩之人。但我们不仅靠近祷告的时候，我们愿意这样说，献我们所有。主，但愿你在我们身上工作，做到一个地步，让我们能愿意你所愿意。主啊，我们仰望你，我们请你真是在这几天的早晨对我们的心的深处来说话。主，得着我们整个人，变化我们整个人，也拯救我们脱离沉静的光景。主啊，拯救我们脱离我们所已经好像知道，好像我们所经历的。主，但愿你就是让我们看见似乎是从来没有看见的，听见那个是从来没有听见的。主，我们相信你能做，而且已经做这样的事，所以我们恭敬在安静坐在你的脚前。主，我们再次支持你从上头来那个上好的福分，我们知道这个福分是没有人能夺取的。我们感谢你，靠着基督可爱的你。
Let's look into a few portions of scripture.
这是什么段？第十三章第二十二节。
Acts 13 and verse 22.
这是什么段？第十三章第二十二节。
Acts chapter 13 verse 22.
继承了保罗，就选为大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说：“我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是和我定义的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。”
And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said.I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.
我们再看提摩太后书第二章。
And let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章第十五节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
你当记忆在神面前这么一喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义生学正理的道。
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
十九到二十一节。
19:20-21.
然而神坚固的根基留住了。上面有个印记说，主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人，终要离开公义。在大主人家，不但有金器银器，也用于器瓦器，有这位贵重的，有这位卑贱的。人若自知脱离卑贱的事，就是做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁。
Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, heading this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in the great house there are not only vessels of precious gold and silver, but also wood and clay, some for honor.And some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
接着我们看哥林多后书第四章。
And finally, we'll turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
从第一节念到第六节。
And we'll go from 1 through 6.
哥林多后书第四章第一节到第六节。
Second Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 1 through 6.
我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这之恨，就不伤感，乃将那些暗昧可知的事拒绝了，不行诡诈，不能将神的道理，不将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建立个人的良心。如果我们的心有蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在迷惘的人身上，使神不信的人对这世界的神蒙下了心眼，不叫基督荣耀和耶光照着他们。基督本是神的殿，我们也不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并将自己以耶稣做你们的仆人。那真是光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们这些神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的脸上。
Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, those minds whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
所以我们低头祷告。
It's our head for prayer.
主，我们感谢三位一体，你再给我们一次机会，我们聚集在你的面前。我们感谢三位一体，就是你一次说话的神。所以我们真是仰望你，今天早晨再向我们说话。我们的主，我们求你叫我们不但能听见人的声音，叫我们能听见你的声音。我们的主，求求你的话，借着你的圣灵，被送到我们每一个人心灵的深处，就是在我们里面去变化的工作。
阿门。
主啊，叫我们在你的面前能成为合用的器皿。
阿门。
奉主耶稣的名。
阿门。
我们这一次交付的主题是生命与智慧。
The theme for this conference is life and service.
我们已经关乎智慧的事，只有两点。
In this matter, service, we already share a two points.
在今天的早晨，我们在那里交通智慧的护照。
The first thing we share this matter of the call.
我们感谢三位神。
Praise our God,
因为他呼召我们来侍奉他。
He has called us to serve him.
如果他不呼召的话，
If he does not call us,
我们实在不敢想到侍奉的事。
We dare not even to think about serving him.
因为像我们这样的人，怎么能侍奉这一位荣耀圣洁的神？
How can we, the way we are,dare to serve a holy God.
但是我们感谢赞美神。
But praise our God.
当他创造我们的时候，乃是要我们侍奉他。
He created us in order we might serve him.
当他救赎我们的时候。
When he redeemed us,
他更是要我们是来侍奉。
He wants us to serve him.
这一个就是呼召，是领导所有蒙恩的救恩。
This call of service comes to all who believe in the Lord Jesus.
今天所有会受宝血来赐的人，
those who've been purchased by the precious blood of the Lord
Jesus, 都是祭司。
We are priests.
我们是个祭司的国度。
We are a kingdom of priests.
我们每一位弟兄姊妹，
every one of us,
不光是男女老少，
whether you're young or old,male or female,
神就呼召我们起来来侍奉。
God called us together to serve him.
这个实在是神莫大的恩典。
This is God's great mercy.
我们在这天早晨
Yesterday,
我们看见不但有四份的护照。
So not only we have received calls to serve,
我们应当知道侍奉的意义。
And we also must know the meaning of service.
当我们答应一声呼召的时候
，When we responded to God's call,
我们就问神说，究竟什么是侍奉
？And we need to ask God, what does it mean by service?
我们怎样才算是侍奉
？What really what counts as service?
所以我们知道侍奉神乃是侍奉神的旨意。
So learn that serving God is serving God's will.
神的旨意乃是要得着一个身体。
And God's will is to have a body.
为了他的儿子预备一个身体。
This body is preparing for his son.
这个身体就是教会。
And this body is the church.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body type.
是吧？充满万物的主是充满。
It's he who fills all things.
我们的主他是人头，他是头。
Christ is the head.
他需要一个身体。
He needs the body.
把他自己的丰富能装在里面。
So that he can fill that body with his fullness.
他需要一个身体来发表他的自己。
He needs the body to manifest himself.
所以今天我们侍奉神。
And so today when we serve God,
乃是侍奉神的旨意。
We are serving his will.
侍奉神的旨意。
Serving God's will
就是要建造基督的身体。
Serving God is to build God's church.
当我们在那里做着建造基督身体的工作的时候
，When we are building the body of Christ,
我们知道我们必须跟灵里头来做。
We must serve Him in the spirit.
我们不能根据遗传来做。
We cannot serve Him according to tradition.
因为如果根据遗传做不了
，We will serve Him according to tradition.
我们所建造的是一个组织。
All we serve is an organization. When we serve in the spirit, we can build the body of Christ. When you say building the body of Christ, this work is the outflow of life.
It
comes from life.
这个是我们昨天早晨所教导的。
That was what we shared yesterday morning.
今天早晨我们要再一步一步来看。
This morning we will move one step further.
我们要来看侍奉的人。
We want to see the person who serves.
我们知道在侍奉神这件事情上
We know in this matter of serving God
神所注重的是人不是事情
God pays more attention to the person than the work
在这个世界的事情上面
In the earthly matter
我们知道不是这样的
It's not so
如果今天你要找一个人来做一个工作
You want to employ a person to work for you
你说这个人身上你所寻找的是什么
What are you looking for in that person?
你们在这个人身上所寻找的乃是他的学问
Or you look for is his education
乃是他的经历
His experience
乃是他的技巧
His talent
乃是他的才能
And his ability
乃是寻找这一切的东西
You look for all these things
虽然他对于他的人格
About his character
对于他的个人
About his manner of life
对于他的生活
His livelihood
虽然你有要考虑一下但是这些是次要的条件
All these things are very secondary
你主要的条件乃是说这个人能不能做这个事情
Your family conditions can this person perform his duty
如果这个人他能资格能在做这个事情
If this person qualifies for this task
并且能把这个事情做成功的
He can successfully carry out this responsibility
虽然他的人品稍微差一点
If his character is not quite what it ought to
be 你也不去看
You will not read the word too much.
因为发挥这个智慧的方面。
But in the world,
我们所注重的是事情的成功。
What we are after is success.
但是在树林的事情上
In the spiritual matter
我们看见那个原则完全不同
The principle is totally different
当神在那里寻找人来侍奉他的时候
God is looking for men to serve him
不是说有一个工作要来完成
It's true that work God wants us to come to
但是神所注意的是人这是事情
But God pays attention to the person and not the work
如果神找不到那个合适的人
If God cannotfind that right person
这个人是正在这个人格的上面
and this man is in that person's character
如果神找不到这样的人
he cannot find this person
所以宁可不做 我发挥功效，
那不就是说，
我就把我发挥的功效嫁给一个不对的人
？If that one is entrusted to a person who is not right。
这个人就会把神的工作做得不正不对
，and you ruin that work。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们谈到侍奉神的时候，
他们其实那就说明了，
我们要看清楚，神是真的在是我们这个人。
That God after is that person。
因为神的工作是永远的
，but God work is eternal。
神的工作是个属灵的奖赏
，God work has spiritual value。
不是光在外面把一件事情做好就完了。
It's not something externally we do.
这个事情要留到永永远远的。
Because this work will last forever.
那是永世里头有价值。
But this work has eternal value.
所以你说看见说人的问题是何等的重要。
You can see the importance of this person.
在这里我又要与吴先生弟兄也好
啊，关于我要去考啊，考试从报的名字来。
那你们要原谅我。
You have to forgive me.
我常常引用他的话语。
I often use his words.
因为我得到很多的帮助。
I want to receive much help from him.
我真的崇拜他。
I do not worship him.
但是我还是尊敬他。
I respect him.
有一次给先祖和五十年的时候，他一番同工有这个想法。
In 1951, Bodhi had a talk with his fellow workers.
在这个话语里面，他这样的说。
In the talk, he put it this way.
神重的人过于一致。
God pays more attention to men more than things.
人不对，一切工作都不对。
The person is not right, nothing is right.
人不可靠，是谈不上工作。
If the person is not trustworthy, no work can be considered.
人不了，就不怕没有工作。
If the person is right, there is no fear of having no work.
一个人生灵丰富了，生灵强壮了，就不怕没有工作。
The person is rich and strong in life. He has no fear of having no work to do.
一个人力气越大，他的福分就越大。
The greater a person's ministry is, the greater his service is.
福分是根基，他的福分。
Because service is based on his ministry.
人总得尊要。先被主灭绝
Man has to be first touched by the Lord
因为人总是要先被折服
Man has first to be broken by the Lord
先被主带到对的情形里去
He has to be brought by the Lord to a right condition
不然